Yo, once again, we appreciate y'all tuning in. It's still Black History Month, regardless to what them sorry seconds say. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
hey, yo, once again, still Black History Month, blickety blickety black 365 all day, every day. We built this
All right.
freak.
All right.
Hey, we keeping it a buck. Why they want to discount DEI? Don't discount our WHY. Why y'all even in this sucker to begin with? Because you sat on your ass while we tended to the grass.
Drinking lemonades.
Let's keep it above.
No, let me stop.
Once again, thank y'all for tuning to the Watch for the Hook Wednesdays with the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael Webb.
Tatiana, we already introduced
Oh,
ourselves.
we're going to do it two times for the two times. Hey, Ms. Park, I appreciate you tuning in with us and talking with us again today, because we're going to talk about an issue that we dealt with when we actually probably first started this podcast. We're going to talk about needing
What, mentorship, mentors?
child blank that fast. That's so crazy. Yes, we're going to talk about one of the main reasons why we created this podcast, because we needed what we didn't have,
Guidance.
Which was guidance, mentorship. So we're gonna
Info, resources, pathways.
Man, we're gonna talk about needing a mentor in this business world.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people just think they made it off the first go round.
A lot of people do think that, okay, these people were not necessarily one hit wonders, but they were a wonder on the first hit, right? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I need to wonder why they kept going when they got hit with their hook the first 12 times. Listen, it's a lot of people out here putting smoke on you. They telling y'all, hey, get rich, do this, blah, 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 blah. Hey, you can be a millionaire tomorrow.
Blowing hot air. Blowing
this
hot, hot air. Giving false hope. Don't do it. Don't play with me. I'm like my kids say, don't play with me. Play with your mama.
Even for us, we went through a mentorship with our podcast. And one of the things he challenged us with were create a scalable platform.
Yeah, yeah.
That you can bring people in that who would like to be where you are.
Right, 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 right.
So we did that. www.watchforthehook. Watch for the forthehook.com podcast money merch. And y'all will say, what is podcast money merch?
Right. But first, I want to point out that what you're about to explain, right, which came from or was an extension of a mentorship we were involved in, right?
That's true.
Is absolutely 100% housed on our own platform.
Exactly.
Like, I just really need to highlight that.
Yeah,
point
it's
that
with
out.
Us.
Yeah. On our platform.
Not an extension of another platform. It's housed with us.
You know, we're not paying, example, I can give you an example site. We're not paying like the Kajabis and all of those. It's on our platform.
Yeah.
We created it. We own it. We designed it. We house it because we have the capability on our platform.
And the crazy thing is about, let's just be honest about our platform. You can find apparel.
Yes.
You can find mentorship.
Yes.
You can also find product.
Yeah.
You can also find a way to start a business.
Yeah.
How many places can you find that at?
Right, right, right. Just by simply going
to
www.watch4thehook.com.
Just think about that. You can go to one place. You can also get a free mentorship called me and Ms. Parker. We're willing to give up the most valuable thing that we can't get back, 30 minutes of our time, to see if you actually want to go down this entrepreneurship
before
road.
Before you invest all of that money.
And time.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen, a lot of people think, oh, I got this great design. I'm going to kill them with this one. Yeah, I got that one too. I actually got the one I thought I was going to kill him with this. It's on the website as well. Dreamers Tea. We talked about dreamers and doers.
Yeah.
In another podcast episode, Dreamers versus Doers.
Right.
A lot of people dream
they
about.
They stay in that catatonic state.
They dream about starting something.
Uh-huh. They dream about something becoming big.
They don't dream about pitfalls, heartache, mm-hmm. the real world, putting in that grinding work.
They don't dream about launching something, starting something, and it not taking off, not necessarily failing, but not taking off to the level they thought it would.
They don't dream about cricket.
No. They don't dream about moments of lull and silence. Nobody dreams about that. That's not fun.
Everybody dreams for the round of applause. Mm-hmm. Nobody dreams for the silence.
Right, right, right.
All those are instilled in the same dream. Mm-hmm. They're going to have ups and downs. And that's the part of like the world. It's just a heartbeat. It's going up and down, up and down, mm-hmm. up and down.
Right? I agree.
Up, up, and some down, down, down.
Yeah.
This is what we're offering. This is what we went through, still go through, and will continue to go through. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not a facade. There are going to be some days, weeks, months, maybe even a year, or two, or three, that you are suffering in business.
In that lull.
It's where you earn your stripes, and you say, this is where you have to dig in about being
in business.
Boy, being in business.
Tap them bootstraps.
When you got to pay the bills on the business credit card.
Yeah, yeah. And ain't nothing came in to cover this. So now you having to go into your personal pocket. Okay.
And then you got
to
sacrifice not going on vacation.
Child, let me tell you something. What I could do with a vacation right now. Sandy beaches.
Because everybody make it look pretty.
Don't they?
Oh, it's just so pretty.
Then what you say to them, IG highlight reels?
Social media is a highlight reel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everybody up. The only issue is when they post all them down reels, it's where you get a lot of reaction from certain cultures. And I think we just need to get away from that shit.
Agreed.
I think that we need to leave the beef alone.
Yeah.
We knew you wasn't going to be shit. Yeah. We knew you wasn't going to make it mentality.
That's not cool.
We got to get past that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're offering. We're offering mentorship because we're offering what we didn't have.
Yes. Those resources, those pathways, those directions, that guidance. We didn't have that. Not starting out. Now, have we now kind of compiled it? Yes, we have.
Yes.
But to have something gift wrapped, bow tied to start with, no, we did not have that.
Podcast Money Merch is 13 modules.
Of my heart, blood, sweat, and tears, okay?
It is what you thought you knew.
Yeah. What you wish you would have known to start with. That probably would have dictated or determined whether or not you started or you stopped before you started because you were like, I'm not fixing to get into all of this.
Yeah, because this is the thing. Early on, this line used to offend me. Oh, y'all make t-shirts.
Uh-huh.
It used to get under my skin.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, Watch Book is a brand.
That's that ego.
And then, like I say, my homegirl, our homegirl, Maya Gray.
Love her.
She told the truth. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a brand. Mm-hmm. You know when you're a brand? When you don't speak for yourself.
Yeah, yeah, when absolutely.
They speak of you.
Right.
That's when you know you're a brand.
Right.
And so we are still striving to that when they speak of us title. Mm-hmm. But then when we get to somebody who wants to follow in those footsteps and like, man, I got an idea. I got a dream. Can I do this?
You need the help to go from idea to implementation.
We talk about that all the time. Mm-hmm. We tell people all the time, this is the best small business podcast in the world.
Absolutely.
And it ain't my ego telling me that.
Oh, no.
You know what's telling me that?
What is?
My wife. You know why? Because if this was some bullshit, she told me a long time ago.
Would.
She ain't gonna sit beside me.
No, I'm not gonna continue. Yeah, I'm not gonna continue to waste my time with that razzmatazz.
This right here is episode 141.
That's a lot of time spent by him recording.
This is 141 consecutive weeks.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah.
With my wife talking to y'all about business, issues of business, the downs, the ups, the love, the joys, the intricacies, the intricacies. I don't think that's even a word.
I don't think it is either.
141.
That's a lot of knowledge.
Y'all go back 141 weeks and tell me where you at.
What were you doing? Because mine is time stamped.
I know what I'm doing 141 weeks. Telling the person, I'm not going to do a podcast about talking to boxers.
Yeah, 141 weeks ago, I was rolling my eyes at that person. Like,
and then they stole out. Foolish. Oh, my bad. They probably in Dallas somewhere still.
Cut it out.
Paid for their fucking trip.
Cut it in U-Haul.
Motherfucker.
In U-Haul.
I need to catch you, though. Oh, my bad. I forgot. I'm still on camera.
Come on, get back to podcast. See, money words.
Yeah. Back to the real agenda. Mm-mm. We want y'all to know Podcast Money Merch has two tabs on our page.
Mm-hmm.
One is the informational call. That's free. We did that because we want to make sure that you or whomever wants to call us and set up an interview.
Right. Set up a time. Not an interview. Well, it's not an interview.
It's a time.
Yeah.
Because this is something you're going to sacrifice your life for.
Right. You're going to invest like a lot of time. So you need to understand. Jeez,
money too.
Yeah, you're going to invest a lot. Period. In whatever capacity you can think of investing, it's going to happen.
Listen, we talk about the Bank of Parker all the time. Y'all know who the Bank of Parker is. She's sitting to the left. You watch the video.
Yes. Routing number, account number.
She the financier. She talks about this stuff all the time. Yeah. She tells me, Michael, you know you love this. I know you want to do this product.
We're about to let this go.
We got to push this product back a little bit.
Gotta let that go.
Speaking of product, legacy greater than me. I can't tell you.
We have some great like, actual pics of people wearing the product. It looks really good. Like, a little saucy date night.
And
hanging out with the fellas, brunching with the ladies, whatever you want. Like, it looks good.
Listen, Linda, I really want y'all to understand, for our loyal customers, if y'all rock with us and hook up with us the way we gonna do it, I think we about to maybe do a different color scheme for y'all.
Yeah.
Up to y'all. Yeah. Now, listen. You can also email us at admin@watchforthehook.com and be like, hey, can I get that legacy gray to me in a different type of color scheme?
Right. Now, listen. Right now it's black and gold, black sweatshirt, gold right.
Yeah, we have some capabilities that we can help you all get something different. But it's still going to be legacy greater than me. And so we just need y'all to make sure that y'all can do that for us. Screen went down for me. I'm on camera. I'm telling a little screen go down. Because I'm trying to get my talking points back up. But also, we appreciate you all. And we just got to keep that a book.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talked about the fees and the pricing and all this stuff in the last episode, 140. We are still staying true to our game. We are looking at people charging $75 for a hoodie.
Right.
We're going to keep it a buck. Right now, you still got a Culture Champ on our site for $25.
Right.
You're not going to change that price for y'all.
Nope.
So, if you still need the hoodie, it's still cool right now.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, hey, $5 for a hoodie.
You got at least two more months.
One of a kind? Shit, y'all need to get that.
At least 2 more months.
But when we sitting up here and we're talking about podcast money merch, we're talking about mentorship, we're talking about keeping people in the know.
Yeah. What's some of the in the know points, right, with Podcast Money and Merch that people can expect to have touched on, right, as part of that mini course? What do you have?
Man, that first thing, and I may lie, this is my watch for the hook even started.
Yeah.
What is your why?
Mm-hmm.
My wife cornered me. I'm going to tell you, she cornered me because I was on the bed. Couldn't move. She said, what you finna do now?
Yeah.
You got this idea.
Yeah.
You've been talking, watch for the hook this, watch for the hook that. Where we finna go?
All right.
Sound like you're blowing by that. I said, no, baby, I really love it. So what we finna do? And while I was down, this is the same story. This is the story to the end of the days.
Because it's
my
true.
Wife told me to piss or get off the pot.
I said that verbatim.
Define what is your why.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it's kind of weird because that what is your why thing, it still sits on me.
Yeah.
It sits on me because I be like, I could do some bullshit. But I ain't that bullshit type. Like, I could have said, and then, you know, somebody's going to keep talking shit on the internet, just let it ride.
Keep going crazy. Right?
Nah. When she hit me with that, what you going to do now?
Yeah.
That's deep. Yeah. When somebody cut you, and my wife cut me, and I had already been cut, laying in the bed while I was in the bed recovering. When she cut me like that, I appreciate her for that. She was like, what you going to do now? Like,
yep. Tired of hearing about you bumping your gum.
I'm sick of you flapping your lips.
Bumping your gum. I don't like a lot of gum bumping.
Yeah.
But then, what else you got?
Even that. After that, you come to, what is your target audience? Mm. Now, this is still something that's still fooling with us.
Yeah, that's that science right there.
The math don't math all the time.
No, it doesn't.
Your target audience, that they would define for you, is whom you are trying to attract.
Yeah.
We have still, let's be honest, we still struggled with that target audience.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I am of a certain age in the mid-40s. My wife is of a certain age, a lesser. And those are two different target audiences.
It is, technically.
Yeah, and then also,
yeah, it is.
We have this business that our kids are involved in. Mm-hmm. That is also another different target audience.
Very different.
We also want to target the youth that are in. When we say youth, 18 to 24-year-old mm-hmm. range, because we need to gravitate and get a hold of y'all because y'all are our future.
Right. We don't need y'all going astray.
So right there, your target audience is
1, 2, 3, 4, like 4 different audiences. That's hard to create a product that will appeal to 4 different audiences. That's rough.
Yes.
It's like 4 different color palettes.
I mean, even for the fact that me and her are sitting up here talking and being on video, how does an 18-year-old really respond to you?
Huh. It's different.
Yeah. I mean, but that's, you're still trying to what? Define your target audience.
Absolutely.
But you
Absolutely.
Also want to gravitate. The word gravitate is that moving word mm-hmm. because you want to grab and engulf and educate the masses. Problem is, the masses are different.
They are. And with a different age comes different costs.
Different audiences. Different ways of thinking. Uh-huh. Remember, Miss Park, when you were 18 a couple of years ago?
That's right.
You didn't think the same.
I didn't think like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I was 18, I was a new father.
I don't even know if you were thinking.
Child, my mind was everywhere but where
you needed to be. You may not have been thinking. But yeah, cost comes into play. And so.
You already ran into a cost struggle.
Yeah.
One thing we just talked about in episode 40 is that we are still trying to engulf these fees that continue to go up.
Yes.
But still keep our costs relevant.
Reasonable.
For our customers.
Yeah. Reasonable. Yeah.
Listen, we customers too. Y'all know why? Mm-hmm. We pay for stuff every day.
Right.
2025, that price wasn't the same in 2024. Right. Not 2023. Damn sure not 2020.
Right. So we touch on like cost structure, how it changes, how it evolves, what it will look like to you based on what you're trying to do. And then that plays into revenue.
Yeah. And then revenue structure. So for folks that don't understand what revenue structure means, that's making money.
That's what you want.
Yeah. You want to make money.
You need to. Well, to keep going.
For business.
Yeah. To keep going. You need to.
Yeah.
You absolutely need to.
And one of the biggest issues for us is that for those fees and those costs, we've had to absorb some of those to keep our price relevant for our customers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that does what? It hurts our profit.
It does.
It hurts our profit.
It does.
And that's just being honest. You know, we talked about it last time. Skipping, mailing out a product in 2025 was not the same it was in 2020.
No. Even the cost of the stamp isn't. You can't mail a product with a stamp. But that's just saying.
Yeah.
The cost has changed.
Even like really one more, which is not going to hold y'all too much longer. Our website layout.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the social media person. Mm-hmm. I can testify My wife will attest to my testimony. My website in 2020 is nothing like it is in 2025.
No. And honestly, probably by the time 2026 hits, it may look different again.
Yeah, because you have to adapt and change.
You have to change with the times.
Yeah. And those are just certain things. Like, if you're coming to Podcast Money Merch, you got to understand these little five. And I say little five. I ain't mean little. Mm-hmm. These are just five other things.
Modules, yeah.
That will affect your business on a daily basis.
Up front.
Front. Up you got front. A choice.
You cannot bypass it. You cannot look over it. You cannot go around it. You got to go through it. And you have to understand what you're going through.
One of the reels I put out not too long ago on our YouTube page, Watch for the Hook Brand, you know, check us out on YouTube. It talks about you only got 3 seconds to make a first impression.
Yeah, because I ain't got time to be listening to all that.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, we want you to listen.
Right.
This is what we want you to listen to.
Right.
We want you to listen, think, act, and then do.
Right.
Because if you don't purchase, which is the do from a business, they don't stay in business.
Nope.
I mean, that's just keeping in the book.
They sure do not.
And so, you know, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Like I said, we're talking about being the best that we can be for our customers.
Yes.
Also, we trying to be mentors.
And we have something set up.
Set up.
To be able to provide that mentorship.
Available now.
Yeah. Provide that mentorship. Gift wrap. Bow tie.
www.watchfor4thehook.com/podcastmoneymerch. We'll catch y'all next time.